we're trying to discuss maybe a little bit on chinuch, which we see we can take in part of the Shavua. When eventually Yaakov and Esav met, the pasuk says, "Vayisa es Einov, vayares hanoshim, des hayelodim, vayomer mi elelach." Esav says to Yaakov, and he sees all the family of Yaakov, all the wives and the children, "Who are all these people?" Vayomer, Yaakov answers, "Hayelodim asher chanani elokim esavdecha." These are the children that the Baruch Hu has graciously given your servant, has given me. The Ramban asks, Esav asks, who are the women and the children? What does Yaakov answer? What happened to the women? He didn't answer the full question. Earlier on, in Parshas Torah, it says in the Pasuk, by Parshas Rabban and Bekirbo, she had a very difficult pregnancy. The Talmud Rose says, they were arguing, quarreling about Nachalach Shnei Olamos, the inheritance of the two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And the agreement was, Yaakov takes Olam Haba and Esav Olam Hazeh. Now Esav came along and met Yaakov, and he sees that down to Mishpoch, he sees women, children. He says, what's going on here? This is Olam Hazeh, it's not Olam Haba. It's a breach of agreement. What's going on over here? You've got a family. That's proper. Nachas. It's Olam Hazeh. You're a gazim. So what's the answer of Yaakov? There's a medrash in Shir Ashir. B'shor she'omdu Yisrael l'fnei ha'asim l'kabel ha'tera. When the Bnei Yisrael were ready for Kabbalah ha'tera, Omer lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani nishba she'ani no'etzim l'chem l'ha'tera. I make a shvud, I'll give you a terror. However, Elo, Havili Arevim Toivim Shetishmuro, Shani Noisna Lechem. You give me good guarantors that you'll keep the Torah. Now you give me your Torah and you'll just nullify it. You'll keep the Torah and then I'll give you the Torah. I'm going to find the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I will say no Arevim Yon, because trust always, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Lehem, Avay Seichem Yeshli Alehem. I've got a timer on the Ovis Hakdoshim. Avram, Yeshli Olov, She'oma Bamo Eida. Avram asked a question, Bamo Eida Ki Yerushenu. He expressed doubts about Yerushas Eretz Yisrael, despite the talk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, on his Madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want a better Ovis. Yitzchok, Yeshli Olov, I've got a timer on Yitzchok as well. It's She'hoya Oyev Le'Esav. He loved Esav. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayah Yitzchok as Esav, he tied the field. And in the Novi it says, in Malachi it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that Esav Sonesi, I hate Esav. So, I've got a time in him. And Yaakov has read a time from Sukkim and Novi, we don't go into all the details. And they carried on and suggested maybe in Nevi'im, etc., etc. Until, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hovim li arevim toivim that name lachem. Give me better guarantors, and I'll give you the Torah. Omru, they said, Harei Bonenu Oyerubim Oysonu. Our children are our guarantors. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ho Vadai Arevim Toivim. These are definitely good Arevim. Ayedem et Menu Lachem. In the Zechus of the children, I'll give you the Torah. Haho Dichtiv, that it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Mipi Oyelim V'yonkim Yisad Eto Oyel. The Yisad of Oyel was because of the children. And what oiz? Vein oiz that a Torah Shenemar Hashem oiz l'molitein. We see from here that the whole zechus of Kabbalah HaTorah are the children. This is the answer that Yaakov Avinu gave to Esau. Hayelodim Ashechonan Elokim Esavdecho. You think this is a breach of agreement? It's Gashmias. It's Olam Hazeh. No, this is Ruchnias. The entire Mitzvah of children, that's the whole Zechus of Kabbalah HaTorah. As Chazal say, Vayere Vayivote Yom HaShishi, this is the remnant of Yom Shishi, the Gemara, Yom Shishi B'Sivan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight as Maaseh Bereishis. If you accept the Torah, the world will exist. Be'im Lav, Ach Yeras Oyim Lepoyim Vavoyim. So we see the entire world stand on the zechus of Torah, which is the zechus of the children. We can ask even further, if there was an agreement that Yaakov takes Olam Haba and Esav Olam Hazeh, what right have we, Am Yisrael, got to have enough from Olam Hazeh? And we do have enough from Olam Hazeh, and we're supposed to have enough from Olam Hazeh to a certain limit. What right do we have? The answer is that there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, if somebody finds a Metzia with a simon, he's got to give it back. However, if you find it b'shlulis hashayam, if you find it in the water, in the sea, in the river, even if it's got a simon, but it's b'sakana, it's lost to its bayim, you can keep it. The entire world would be in sakana if not for Am Yisrael shmirat haTorah mitzvos. As Baruch Hu said, "In love, achdi lechay v'bayim." Therefore, we Am Yisrael, who are shmirat haTorah mitzvos, we've saved the world. If we saved the world, then even that bit of olam hazeh that would have been became Haraeli Shlaret. Therefore, we are allowed to have enough of olam hazeh, and that is the answer that Yaakov Avinu had the right, Am Yisrael has the right to be nana from Olam Hazeh. So we see from here generally that Kabbalah HaTorah is in the chus of the bonim. Hayeradim Ashachonim al Eskim Sotecho. How do we guarantee that there will be a continuation? We don't want to see Chas Hashem any inclination to drop out, etc., etc. We want to be mechazik Shmir HaTorah mitzvot. How do we guarantee this? They tell of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in the beginning of the long time ago, between the First World War and the Second World War, maybe even before that little, many even came over to America from Europe, and they were mostly nefesh b'shmiras Shabbos. Mostly nefesh b'shmiras Shabbos. It was very, very difficult. They had got jobs. I came to Friday, told the boss, "I'm not coming tomorrow. It's Saturday, I can't come." They lost the job. One after the other, it's very, very difficult for the same jobs. The next generation, Bichlal, didn't keep Shabbos. The known fact, even in America, those that come from Europe, Eastern Europe at the time, the next generation were lost to Shmiras Torah mitzvahs. So they asked the rabbi, how can it be? There's such mysterious nefesh, the parents have for Shmiras Shabbos. How did that come about? So he said, if a Yid says in everything, "Oh, it's a shvet is dying a Yid," it's difficult. Then when the children get a little older, I should have a difficult life. I don't want a difficult life. I choose a better way, not an easier life. It depends on the attitude. If we transmit to our children that things are difficult, then we've lost them. If we express that in Shmiras Torah mitzvahs, it's kishmak, it's nice, it's good, then we have a much easier task in educating the next generation. Rav Aaron Kotler once gave a shiur, one of his many shiur in America, and he was speaking about the Inyan of Yisachar and Zevulun. That Yisachar and Zevulun is a fair shutfus, it's a good deal, a heskin, an agreement between Yisachar and Zevulun, and each one gets an equal share in Olam Haba. Not that the Yisachar loses, but the Zevulun gets an equal share to the Yisachar and Olam Haba. After the shiur, an American balabos came over to Rav Aaron and he says to him, "Rabbi, I learn every day for 1 hour. That's my field. Yes, I work. I do very well. I'm a very rich person. According to what I just hear from the Rav, that whatever I do in Gashmias, in Sudoku, is as knowing my boy, I get as much as the person who sits and learns as in Yisaka. Perhaps I should stop learning my last 1 hour that I'm learning. I should give that up as well. I learn even more money. I'll be able to get more money to Socrates. She the same. It's a good idea." There's a bow, you're crying out. But you sold your rights. In Olam Haba, you'll not have lost anything. But if you don't learn this 1 hour a day, you lost the gishmak of Olam Hazeh. What have you got out of it? You want to have something in this world? The gishmak of learning Torah, that is what you feel in Olam Hazeh. If you want to transmit this gemak of learning Torah. It's not an old, when the father goes out of the home, oh, I've got to go to a shul now, then the children of the next generation might, well, I don't have this oi, I have to go to a shul, I'd rather not go to the shul. It's the father transmits the idea of the gishmak, as the Baal said, well, however you get out of learning Torah, then this will help towards the continuation of Torah in the next generation. Of course, life without an etgar, without a challenge, without a challenge, doesn't exist. That's not called life. You have challenges in life. Things are difficult, but you've got to know how to lehit moded, how to live up to the challenges that exist in life. Take an example. We have children. I don't know what it's like here in England. In Eretz Yisrael, children collect their albums, and they collect pictures of Abanim or food or whatever it is, and stick in the albums. Competition takes time till they fill it up. Imagine you have a child, he's got 2-3 pictures in the book, and he's waiting to have more, and he helps, he manages. Suddenly his grandfather comes along, such a nice grandfather, he brings a whole packet of all the pictures, and he's got them all, he sticks them all in. He's lost the whole snack of it. There's no challenge. I'm steady, stuck it all in, what's he got out of it? There's got to be a challenge in life. With the challenge, you continue. One just has to know how to overcome the problems of the challenges. And as we say, in a way of gishmak, in a good way, and not in a way of complaining and losing out at the end of the day. It says in the Pasuk, in the Torah, another Pasuk on Chinuch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Avraham Avinu, Ki yedatib lemana sheyitzabe esbono v'speisi achov v'shomu derech Hashem lafis doko u'mishpot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses, I have love for Avraham Avinu because he is mechanech sheyitzabe esbono v'speisi achov v'shomu derech Hashem. The question arises, correct, Avraham Avinu is mechanech esbono v'speisi. What's this extra word in the Torah, achov? Why does it say Acho? In the parasha of the Meraglim, in parasha Shlach Lecha, it says that Moshe sent the Meraglim, Vayishlach Oisom Moshe, and it says in the Pasuk, Kulom Anoshim Roshe Bnei Yisrael Heimo. Rashi says on the spot of it, Rashi says on the Kol Anoshim Shebemikro Loshim Chashivos. When Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim, they were choshev, they were tzaddikim. Says Rashi, v'oiso shoho ksherim hoyu. At that time they were ksherim. The Maral asks, there's a steer in the Pesukim. It says, v'oiso shoho ksherim hoyu. Later on when they came back, it says in the Pasuk, v'yeichu v'yuvoyu al Moshe v'arun. Says the Gemara, Rashi quotes in the Gemara as well. What is v'yeichu v'yuvoyu? They came. Well, they went and they came. Says the Gemara, Rashi brings down, Lehakish Halichosman Lebiotan, to compare their going away from Moshe Rabbeinu to the coming back. Ma Biotan Beitzara, like when they came back, they came with a bad plan, Eitzara, as Halichosman, when they originally went, was Beitzara. Ask the Maral to steal it. Now you say that when they left, they were Beitzara. In the beginning, you said, Kulam Anashim, Anashim Hashim Oyu, Chelim Oyu. How do you understand this? David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Lechu bonim shimuli yirat Hashem al amadchem. I want to teach you yirat Shemayim. The question arises, what is Lechu bonim? Go. Boyu bonim, come, and I'll teach you. What do you mean, go? Says the Ksav Sefer. It's not such a big chokhmah. If Talmidim behave in the right way with yirat Shemayim, Linu la Torah, when they're sitting around the Rebbe. When they're sitting amongst the Rebbe, in the chotz of the Rebbe, in the Beis HaMedrash, and they are fine, just in Shkirai, that's not a proof that a person is matzliach in the Torah of Yerushalayim. If it's lechuz on him, if you can educate your children so well, that even when lechuz they go to the outside world, and they carry on with Yerush Hashem al HaMadchem, oh, that's not Madrege, that's them. With this machshava, one can answer the stira of the Meraglim as well. True, when they went away from Moshe Rabbeinu, they were already Be'eitzara. But if we look at the lashon of Chazal, it says, "Bo'isa shok she'enoyu." Oisa shok, that hour, that time, when they were still with Moshe Rabbeinu, they were sharing. But vayelchu vayavoyu. If you vayelchu, if you lechu on the city, went away. Oy vavoy, vayelchu vayavoyu. Makis halichosan lebiyoson, even halichosan lebeledi veitzavot. And that's Pshat Avraham Avinu. It says, Lemana sheitzav esbona vetzbeisoy acharov. Later on, the chinuch is not as sheitzav esbona vetzbeisoy. You're sitting on the Shabbos table, you're sitting at home with the children are still young. You've got to educate the children that acharov, even later on, they will continue in that derech. There should be a continuation of the doyres. The hemshech haderes, that is the ikur of hayelodim ashechonam elokim esavdecho. As Chazal say, kol mishu tamid chochem, ubenoy tamid chochem, uben benoy tamid chochem, shuv ha-toyro loy pesekis mizare le-oilam. If you got three generations of tamid chochem shomrei toyro mitzvot, then shuv loy yipofet mizare le-oilam. Shenema, loy yimushu mipicho, mipizarecho, mipizarecho, natov adilom. And this was the fight of Amalek against Klal Yisrael. Mechomo Lashem Ba'amolek, it says in the prophet, Midoer Doer. They wanted to prevent the Hemshech HaDoeret. That is what Amalek wanted. And that's what we've got to fight back. And therefore we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ledoer Vodoer Nagid Gevlecho. And what's the end? V'shivchacho Elekeinu Mipinu Lo Yomush. In contrast, Lo Yomush Mipicho Mizarcho. We say the door of the Nadi Galecha, and as a result, the Shifa Choyle came in Pilo in Shalom. We see the importance of the Hemshech HaDeret. In the Haggadah of Pesach, we say, Vish Om Dela Viseinu. Shloi Echot Bilvod, Om Adolein Mechaleseinu, Elo Shebchor Doer Vodoy. Om Dimolein Mechaleseinu. Shloi Echot Bilvod, Om Adolein Mechaleseinu. Not only one generation did the Roshah want to bring destruction amongst the Jewish people, because if it's one generation, it's b'chol dor v'dor, it's a continuation. We've got to make sure the chain continues, not to have any netek, not to have any break in the continuation in the chain. No link should be spoiled in the generations of Klal Yisrael. And the energy, if you understand it that way, they were asking how God is a Pesach, a nice little vote for the Seder night. They will mad, mad because Shlomo and Arami last of the Yakir's meeting. Sheparo lo gozar elo ala tchovim. The love and because Shlomo and Arami. Paro only wanted to destroy the children, the male children. As we know, in the prophet it says, Matero kalabim and yira deyore tashlefum. Where do we find that love and because Shlomo and Arami, love and wanted to kill Yakir's meeting? Tachakol. The answer is, this is the shot. If you break the chain of all Mitzvot and Yakir, you kill the whole lot. Love and because Lachir et hakol. During the Slichas days, we say, Oshamnu mikol om, boishnu mikol doer. We are more guilty than all the nations of the world, boishnu mikol doer. Are we so bad? We're more worse than the goyim. Oshamnu mikol om, hayitochen? Is that really the case? The Zelig Ruben Ben Yisuchoy Nevocha, one of the Rabbani Yishlaim, once upon a time, he said like this, we know that by the goyim, every generation goes up. There's an improvement in the goyish world. There's technology, there's medicine, whatever it is, the generations go up. They look at their forefathers as being primitive. To us, it's food for care. It's all beyond. Because as we go from generation to generation, we go down, we're further away from Maimon Har Sinai. We're losing the context. So he said such like this, Oshamnu mikol on. We are more guilty than all the other nations. In what way? That boishnu mikol doer. We've got to be ashamed of our yerida haderes. By the goyim, in their way of life, they go up from generation to generation. Our problem, in contrast, the goyim is that we are boishnu mikol doer. And that is our task. We've got to make sure that there's no yerida haderes. It says in the Torah, Yaakov Avinu says, when he saw Ephraim and Manasseh, B'chol yivor chiso eleinu yisimcho elokim kefraim b'chimnasho. This is the way we all bench our children, we bless our children. It's a standard text from the Torah already, Yisimcho Elikim Kefrayim Lechim Hashem. The Shaila is asked, why did Yaakov Avinu give this nusach to Klal Yisrael of Ephraim and Menashe? Why didn't he say Yisimcho Elikim Yehuda, Yisocho, Levi? I don't know the important swap in the world of Rosen, but we're telling each one except in a different way. Kefrayim Lechim Hashem? Why? How come? One of the Talmidim of Hochim of the Chavetz Chaim, Rav Shlomo Bloch, he answered like this. It says in the Torah, Ephraim and Manasseh kir'u ben v'shimon yiruli. When Yosef brought Ephraim and Manasseh, the grandchildren, to the Zeder, Yaakov Avinu said, when he saw them, Ephraim and Manasseh kir'u ben v'shimon yiruli. He meant like this. Normally, we see, unfortunately, a Yerida Chaberes. Generations drop. When he saw Ephraim and Manasseh, he said, to me, it's like Reuven and Shimon. Ephraim and Manasseh, Reuven and Shimon, I do not see any Yerida Chaberes in my grandchildren as opposed to my own children. Reuven and Shimon. And that is the bracha that we say, Bacha Yevav Yisrael Elema. This is the best bracha we can give to our children. There should be no Yerida Chaberes. We want the children to follow in the way. There should be a Hemshech Chaberes. And that is the great bracha of Yisimcha Elikim, Kefrayim v'Chinash. The Shaila remained, however, how can we guarantee in Siyata Dishmaya that there should be a Hemshech Chaberes? It's a very, very difficult task we have. In Kriya Shema, we say, V'shinantum levonecha v'dibarto bo. They ask, grammatically speaking, v'shinantum levonecha, you should teach them the Torah mitzvahs to your children, diligently, v'dibrubom, teach them to your children that they should, v'dibrubom, what is v'dibartobom? Seems to be out of order. V'shinantum levonecha, that they should learn Torah. What's v'dibartobom? Says the Chasam Sofer. The best way of being mechanech our children is the example they see in us, in the parents. V'shinantum levonecha, how? V'dibartobom. If you learn well, if they will see by the parents, the Shmira Torah mitzvah, that is the best guarantee for the Shinantom Levanach. How are we supposed to look at what our attitude is supposed to be in Yimura Torah, Kabbalah Torah? There's a famous Gemara, we all know, Gemara in Shabbat, by Matan Torah. Gemara says, at the time of Matan Torah, Kofo Alein Har Tzidikus. Spoken, gave us the prayer of Mitzvahs, you might say, the Psyr was false. But the Gemara says an example, Kofo Alein Har Tzidikus. If I have our thing on the table here, what is the word Tzidikus? What's the translation of the word Tzidikus? Some might say a bathtub, I don't know, something like that. Something like that, whatever. Rashi tells us what it is. Rashi will also have to understand. But Rashi says, Kubo, Shemakibin Boy Sheikho. Kubo, I don't know, a cube or box or something in which one puts beer. The question arises, why did Rashi give this example of beer? Could he say wine? Shemen, also Shiva Paminim, any other thing, or Mashkin, or Mayim, any. Why did he use beer? That's what Rashi speaks about. That's the example of Kabbalah Patel. Let's listen then. There's a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara says, Shlochis mevochim aleihem boirei pri ha'adam. Cooked vegetables, the Brochus is boirei pri ha'adam. For example, says, Rashi says over there, vegetables, she'ein derech le'ochel chai, which in the beginning, you can't eat it when it's raw, it's got to be cooked. If you eat it chai, if you eat it raw, the broch is shakuni at the broch. The rega that you cook it and you've made it into its perfection, what it's supposed to be, then the broch is oire priyadama. And the example of the most is that selik, silka. Maybe it's called beetroot over here. Could be. Says the Gemara, that explanation of it is, if you cooked it and you brought it, shalko vadir עיקר דרך החילופוי, זן מבורך בוי פרי אוטום. זה גמורה כאן זה על מסקרנו, ולעדיין זה גמורה, בשלום טס, זה גמורה, מייר זה סילקו כסילקו. The water, the juice that you cook up from beetroot or whatever it is, has got the same din as selik itself, and the broch is on the liquid, boil it priadoma, says the Gemara, umaya the kula shalka to kula shalka. All liquid that comes out of cooked vegetables directly, the broch is boil it priadoma, it's a chidush. If you squeeze oranges, you say shakoli, but you cook up vegetables, and you have juice, soup, whatever it is, halacha lemaisa, the broche is boire priyadam. We must make it to shukhanah. The Rabbeinu Yoina, on the spot, says like this. Ima yidei bishul, ishtanu legrihuto, if through cooking, it went down, it became worse, then the vochen alayu, broche grihuto. Then you make a lesser broche. And what is that? Shakol yibzoi. Ask the Rabbeinu Yoina an interesting question. When you make beer out of barley. Barley, the broch is boire pri adoma. How come that when you make beer, everybody agrees, I'm sure anyone who drinks beer will definitely agree, that when you make beer out of barley, it's an improvement. It's a shtane lemar yusa. It's gone up, it's better. How come on beer we say shakol, not adoma? That's a question that the Rabbeinu Yoina asked. Any answers? Hashahasoirim, kidney sheyochim yeshlem mailo acheres kidoyim. Bali, since it couldn't have even better. In what way? Sheyachonu lases mehem pas, the yerochu alem amoisi. Since you could have made bread out of Bali, and then the bracha would have been even better, it would have been a more specialized bracha. Amoisi lech min haaretz. Now, achshav ayidei sheosu mehem sheicho, now that you made beer, true, he says. There's no question about it. Beer is better than it was before. But since beer has a certain chisolon, now the barley of the beer has got a reyosa. That what? That you can never make any more bread from it. That's finished. So this barley has got a reyosa. It's become weaker. It's got a chisolon. And therefore, although it's an improvement, again, the beer is an improvement, nevertheless the bracha is shakon yadibah. We see from the Rabbeinu Yoina a great insight, and that is that despite the fact that beer is an improvement, but if it could have had a better improvement, a greater improvement, the smaller improvement is called a chisom. Now we can understand what Rashi said by Kabbalah Satorah. Kofarem har kegidis. Kesheicho. We have to take a lesson from this. By Kabbalah HaTorah, our obligations towards Torah or mitzvahs has to be like beer. That each person, of course, according to his own ability, each person according to his ability has to know that if we don't take full advantage of our possibility, our ability in Torah, to learn Torah and Shmirat HaMitzvahs, then even the little bit that we do will be considered as a chayah. That's a great lesson that we can take out from the words of Rabbeinu Yoina from Kofalem Har Kegidis, as Rashi says in Shabbos. Therefore, if we take a chizuk in the Kiyum HaMitzvos and Limud HaTorah, transmit to our next generations the simcha of Kabbalah's Torah, of Shmirat HaMitzvos, that we should be zoicha to Hemshech HaDeiros, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayimushu Mipicho Mitzvarecho. And we should be zeicher that we, to adore Shekulo Zakai, that we should be able to rejoice. There should be no generation gap. The Kelim im Neorim, as it says in the Pasuk, all Tismach Besula V'Mochel U'Vachurim U'Zkelim Yachdov. We should be able to rejoice together with the Simcha Amitis, the true Simcha of Binyan Beis Hamikdash in Heruv Yemei. Amen.